This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Advocates have declared victory on a ballot measure that will raise millions of dollars every year for sidewalk construction and repair in Denver. Jill Locantore with the Denver Streets Partnership says the vote is evidence that city residents want safer ways to move outside of vehicles.
For a long time, people said this is a car city. It was designed around the car, and it always will be a car city. And I don't think that's true anymore.
The measure was leading by a 55% to 45% margin with only about 50,000 ballots left to count. New fees on property owners will fund the sidewalk program. The deadline to cure your midterm election ballot is coming up. You should hear from your county clerk's office if there were any issues with signature verification, but you can also check for yourself on the Secretary of State's website. Log in to your voter registration page and look under ballot information to see whether it's been counted yet. To fix any issues, call your county clerk's office or use the state's text to cure service. The final day to do so is November 16th. A CU Boulder Violence Prevention Center will help 40 Colorado schools address the social and cultural roots of violence. The pandemic left lingering mental health issues in young people, causing bullying and gun violence to spike. The $2 million federal grant will help schools improve their mental health climate. It'll also make sure they have a system in place for students and teachers to report when someone is struggling. The center says it has already helped 46 schools build a safer environment. You're listening to CPR News. It's 5:06.